Talk WANI Studios in Auburn, Alabama. This is Auburn Opelika This Morning.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. We talk Able the movie, but this time Kelly Collins-Lentz has a special guest that you brought in, and I'll let you do introductions, and the reason being is because totally shocked me when you told me this, and this is Miss Auburn, Miss Ashlyn Powers, joining us from Fairhope.
Hello, yes.
Just found that out. How about that? Down in South Alabama. Love it.
She's a lot prettier than me.
No. Well, please. The thing is that was what I told her, that I see people constantly walking by, and of course Donnie's got his son up here, so he's probably really intrigued because she's got her crown and her sash on today. So I said, welcome to the fishbowl. Now everybody that walks through the door is just going to stare when they come by, but that's fine.
You used to blame them.
Yeah, exactly. So welcome to radio. You said it's your second time.
Yes, glad to be here.
And you were telling me that she is this is a special place for her in her heart because she is going to be working with kids, kind of what you're doing.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, Ashlyn is the current Miss Auburn University 2026. Yes. And she's going to be representing the university through service and outreach initiatives. And beyond academics and professional work, Ashlyn is devoted to serving adults with disabilities through her community initiative, Be the Power. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear about that.
Yeah, so Be the Power is an advocacy program that elevates the programs that we have that support adults with disabilities in the Auburn area. And that all started because my aunt was born with an intellectual disability.
Okay.
But she lives in an area where there are no programs that support adults with disabilities, but Auburn is unique. There are multiple organizations here, like the Eagles program at Auburn University, mm-hmm. the Exceptional Foundation of East Alabama, Best Buddies, and so much more. So much so that people move to Auburn for these programs, and so my job this year is to elevate all of these programs and give adults with disabilities every opportunity to live an exceptional life.
You mentioned the Exceptional Foundation. I had them on. They wanted to come on and pre-record. They didn't want to go live. Mm-hmm. And so I had them on before you guys came in.
Oh,
and
wow.
And you talk about high on life, mm-hmm. and ready to go. I think I could have spent an hour in here with them.
Absolutely.
With them telling stories.
And what she just mentioned about how many organizations there are in Auburn is very congruent with when I met with Mayor Anders literally a year ago this month and said, hey, what would you think if we shot Able here in town? He just laughed. He's like, I can't think of a town that would get behind a project like this more than Auburn because mm-hmm. people move here for the programs. And so what are the odds that the current Miss Auburn University would have the same platform?
I know.
Coincidence? Cool. You tell me.
I think not.
It is something that is beyond for sure. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And I know that where are we right now as far as we're still raising money.
We're still in development, but we're a little farther along than we were the last time. We have a couple really important events coming up that we hope might finish it off. Mm. So.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
We're talking Able the Movie. If you guys haven't had a chance, follow it on Instagram as well, and you'll see what we're talking about. And it is going to be shot right here in the Lee County area.
And speaking of the Exceptional Foundation, we're going to be a part of their gala, which is next Saturday, October mm-hmm. 25th. And we donated to their auction a one-line speaking role to Ooh. Auction off.
Well, Biddy that was in here visiting would make for the perfect, like, very colorful, flamboyant person to put on camera and do a role.
Well, somebody can bid on that and hand it on over to her if they want, mm-hmm. But we hope that it's going to get ugly.
and
raise a little money for that organization.
That's what you want. It's funny that you say that because when it comes to bidding, there were a few years ago that when my wife, this was pre-kids, we went to they called it the Blue Jean Ball, and Coach Pat Dye would raise money for the nurses at Auburn University, and he would get up there and it would get ugly. He started screaming at people to bid. So I'm not advocating that you do that, but I will say it was very effective.
It was effective.
If they're not bidding.
Yeah.
I would say if you want to scream a little bit, yell a little bit, you know.
You got to get into it.
Motivate some people in a certain way. it works.
Yeah.
And so, Ashley, what do you want to do when you're done? Because where are you now as far as being a student?
I graduate in May, but as Miss Auburn University, I am involved in a lot of the homecoming events next year because I was crowned about 2.5 weeks ago. Well, actually 3 weeks today.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. So I will be staying until the next Miss Auburn University is crowned, which will be in the beginning of October of next year. And then afterwards, I might want to go on Capitol Hill. I was a congressional intern this past summer, and I loved it up there.
For who?
For Senator Katie Britt.
Okay.
Yes. And so being up there was an incredible experience.
She's a bammer, Ashlyn.
I know, but I have for that. Well, we will allow it. It was an incredible experience, and so I would love to be a staffer up there if the Lord gives me that opportunity, and we'll just see what things happen, how the future will hold after
the crown. Are politics in your future?
Maybe. I don't really know. But right now, I'm focusing on the job as being Miss AU, and I'm excited for this next year.
And speaking of her job as Miss AU, she is doing an appearance for us this morning for an event that we are doing today.
Where?
So today, all day long, there is a dual event between Behind the Glass, one of my favorite boutiques in Auburn, and Biddy and Bo's Coffee. And a percentage of proceeds from both businesses will go to the Able Film Fund. And if you come on out and get your coffee at Biddy and Bo's today from about 9 to 10:30, Miss AU will be there and you can meet her and grab a photo and it'll be fun.
Hopefully, parents, you're listening because I don't know about Opelika, but Auburn High School students and Auburn City School students, they're out today. It's fall
perfect.
Break.
This is perfect.
Yep, they're out today and tomorrow. I think that they're out. That's what my kids told me. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's actually true or not, but they're not going to school today.
Well, hey, come on out and get some coffee. And listen, if you're a guy and you're like, what am I going to do behind the glass? You're going to shop for your sister, your girlfriend, and your mama. For Christmas. It's the perfect time.
Or coffee. Everybody needs coffee.
Yeah, or just grab some coffee.
Yeah, grab
Biddy
some coffee.
And Bo's has amazing coffee.
Yes, no doubt whatsoever. We are talking Able the Movie. We're also talking to Ashlyn Powers, Miss Auburn, as well as Kelly Collins. Let's. I got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more about that and what all is going up and some of the activities you can participate in the future. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
Federally regulated, but not federally funded. You're listening to Auburn Opelika this morning. News Talk and Information Station.
News Talk, WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. We're talking Able the Movie. All right, Kelly, you said some other things were going to be coming up. Anything off the top of my head or off the top of your head that we need to know about within the next, I don't know, few months?
Yes. One of the big things we just launched is our Able Invitational Golf Tournament, which will be hosted by the AU Club. We're really excited about that. Registration has just opened. You can come out and sponsor a team. If you don't want to play and you're a business or an individual in town, you can sponsor a hole or the beverage cart. We're even doing these fun little commercials that you can put on the golf carts, and it's like they're GPS functional, so that when you pull up to a certain hole, a video will play.
That is awesome.
Yes.
So we'll have those, and we'll have a silent auction. It's going to be a really fun day. It'll be March 2nd, 2026, and you can get more information on that at ableinvitational.com/registration.
And that's a mouthful. So, I'm sure you'll be posting stuff on social media
absolutely.
Leading up to it.
Yeah.
So, keep that in mind. As far as timeline of where we are shooting wise, you know where you stand.
Well, we hope to be finished funding by February of 2026. We're going to see where we're at.
Let's hope we're done before that. How about that?
How about we go into Christmas?
Faith. Yeah, exactly.
I'll take it so that we can go into pre-production and film in July of 2026.
Be a good Jesus birthday present for people to go ahead and make that happen.
I'm telling you. But more and more people are getting behind it. I had a business reach out to me just this week that was like, hey, we've heard about this. Why haven't you called us? And I'm like, sounds good to me. Chick-fil-A Tiger Town has just come aboard as one of our bigger sponsors.
Yeah, I saw Andrew posted something about you.
Yes.
And not in a bad way. He didn't say anything bad, but he posted something about you on social.
Yeah, he did.
As well. So,
yep. So they're on board. Let's see. Guthrie's Chicken is going to give us some free food. Mm-hmm. You know, because while we're raising the funding for this, we're also working hard to reduce our budget by getting a lot of in-kind donations. That's how it works in indie film world. So we've gotten probably about $35,000 of free housing offered to us.
Wow.
We're maybe at somewhere between $7,000 and $10,000 of free food. We've gotten probably $15,000 in grant money.
Mm-hmm.
Raised over $65,000 in our crowd fund, and we're about at a quarter of a million from investors.
Mm. But we need more.
We need more.
Yes.
We need more. So if you're listening and you wanna get involved, you can do so. Get on our mailing list or donate to our crowd fund at ablemovie.com.
Mm-hmm.
And find out more. And then we'd love to invite everybody to follow Able Movie on Instagram, because one of the mistakes that independent filmmakers make is they spend so much time trying to raise the money to make the movie, they forget to find their audience.
Mm-hmm.
And so their project sort of dies on the way down Mount Everest.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't want that to happen. So we're approaching 5,000 Instagram followers. We'd love to get that number up as high as we can so that when the time comes, we're more attractive to distributors.
Ashna, how did y'all bump into one another and get this relationship started?
So you kind of reached out to me.
Yeah. Well, I congratulated her.
Yes.
I saw that she had been crowned Miss Auburn University, and somehow like my algorithm is hooked into the pageant world because of Kayla.
Yep.
Being Miss Delaware Teen USA.
Mm-hmm.
And so I happened to see that you won, and I read an article that shared what your platform was.
Mm-hmm.
So I shared it to our story and congratulated her because of her, you know, her similar mission.
Mm-hmm.
And then she replied and was, yeah, like, let's collab.
And I said, let's. And it's also really cool because Abby Stockard, we competed together in pageants. And
yep.
So her being a former Miss America and now an Auburn student again, I saw that she was working with the movie, or and you had mentioned that she had done that, and I'd seen that she'd been promoting the movie, and so that is something that I knew. I was like, man, I would really love to get involved because it's filmed in Auburn, and as Miss Auburn University, I want to do my best to promote it as much as I can. And it was just really cool that we got lunch one day and we talked about it. Like, it is a really cool thing, that something that I've worked towards for the past 6 years, which is supporting adults with disabilities, kind of just led this to happen. And now there's a movie that's going to be changing the way that the world sees a Down syndrome diagnosis, which,
yeah,
is going to be life-changing. And there really is no better place than Auburn, Alabama to film a movie like that. Because as you've seen with people and businesses pouring into this movie, this is the exact place that this movie should be filmed, because this community has already rallied around you.
Yeah, it's the only reason it's going to get done. Truly.
No, you're
just
right.
Because of the people in this town. And and I've been wanting to get the university involved.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd love to hire some students to come work for us next summer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have had a couple students help me with social media stuff, because the young people are really savvy at creating,
right,
content.
Right.
So I've had a couple people do that. Sophia Collison, Hallie Rhodes. And but you're sort of the first official.
I'm so
representative.
Yes, yes, wearing the AU on her lapel, and so
yeah.
And they're a little bit later on this morning, they're going to be headed over, and so your chance to meet Ashlyn, as well as you know, help out for a good cause as well between Biddy and Bose and Behind the Glass, starts again at what time?
Well, we'll be over there probably about 9:30, but it's all day.
All day.
So, yeah,
okay,
all day long, percentage of proceeds. So if you get off work, head on over. If you want to come over on your lunch break, doesn't matter, all day long. And the really great thing is, I have to say, Behind the Glass is already a sponsor.
Right.
They've already are our largest Auburn business sponsor.
That's
and
amazing.
Now they're doing this on, mm-hmm, top of it. And Biddy and Bose has already been supportive. They were one of the first people that partnered with us. They did a meet and greet last fall when Kayla came to visit Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
And Bev May, one of the owners of Biddy and Bows, is one of the people on my task force that has been helpful in making introductions and in a variety of ways. So they were both already supportive, and they're saying, well, let's be even more supportive. So we really, really appreciate it.
All of that taking place all day today. Find more information. Got a website. Go to the website.
ablemovie.com. If you want to register for the golf tournament, it's ableinvitational.com/registration.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. I got to talk Auburn City Schools coming up next with Daniel Chesser. Ladies, thank y'all.
Thank you so much.
Auburn Opelika this morning. More in a moment.
Ben Taylor on Auburn Opelika this morning.
News Talk WKNC.